Something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's Wednesday recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. The U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council touts their blueberry whoopie pies as, quote, simply the cutest treats ever and just as tasty as they are cute, end quote. The list of ingredients and the cheerful, patriotic presentation of a red, white, and blueberry treat sparked my attention. With blueberries and gooey marshmallow fluff sandwiched between two moist red velvet cookies, how could this be anything but ooh and ah, delicious? Well, I whipped up my whoopie pies together, and they looked like the picture. And then I placed them in the fridge, imagining the electric celebration of my all-American creation at an Independence Day picnic. Well, here's a major tip. If you plan on taking these to an outdoor gathering, the goo grows, the blueberries slide, and what began as perfect cookies can end up looking like a Pinterest fail. I speak from experience. I laughed so hard at the unveiling of perfectly placed blueberries that had taken the electric slide on white rivers of liquefied marshmallow that turned individual servings into one giant mass of red velvet mystery. But they were still tasty, just like the Blueberry Council said they'd be. So go ahead, give it a try, just go easy on the goo, and keep them cool. Here are the ingredients. 1 red velvet cake mix, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of water, 1/3 cup vegetable oil, 3 large eggs, 1.5 cups of marshmallow cream from a jar, and 1 cup of fresh blueberries. You'll heat the oven to 350 degrees and line 2 large baking sheets with parchment paper. And in a large bowl, combine the cake mix, flour, water, oil, and eggs. With an electric mixer, beat at medium speed until smooth, 2 to 3 minutes. Scoop the batter by rounded tablespoons onto prepared baking sheets about 2 inches apart that will make 24 cookies. Bake until puffed about 8 to 10 minutes. Be sure to let them cool 2 minutes on the baking sheets, and then with a spatula, remove to wire racks to cool completely. With a small spatula or knife, after the cookies are cooled, you'll spread 1.5 teaspoons of marshmallow cream onto the flat side of each cookie. Divide the blueberries onto 12 of the cookies. Top with the remaining cookies to make the sandwiches. And here is this important tip I mentioned in the beginning. You either need to serve these immediately or store chilled in an airtight container between sheets of wax paper so that they stay blueberry beautiful. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.